So you have the we started with Yud Beis and Alef, we moved over to Chafaf and Beis. The Machlekes in the Mishnah is Emotzin Les Akutin Les Lul Les Avtar. But there's another Machlekes, more basic Machlekes, Beisham Beis, as to what exactly Echol Nefesh is. And that's on Chafaf and Beis. Beisham Yem Leyecha Modem Cham Leragla, one can really see a Beisul Matirin. And then the Mishnah says Medura is Mutter. So the Gemara asks a question, what is the Pshat? Is Medura Divrei Akol Mutter? And Beishamai differentiates between Cham and Leraglov as opposed to Hanos Kogufo? Or no, Beishamai simply holds that the only thing that's Mutter is actual Ochel Nefesh. It's not real Achilas Asa. That's the Gemara. The Gemara proves, no, that Beishamai doesn't hold that Rechitzas Kol Gufo or Medura Anos Kol Gufo is equal to Ochel Nefesh. He doesn't buy that far, but the Gemara Havmina maybe does hold that way. So the question is, what was the Gemara's Havmina? Why should I say Rashi is Damya Ochel Nefesh? What is Damya? Either it is Ochel Nefesh, not Ochel Nefesh. You can't just start bringing that. And this is also Damya. I mean, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? That's the question. What's the definitive interpretation of the Machlokes? You know, how do you define it definitively? Okay, go ahead. See, I would say like this, that I think you're on the right track, it's a little elaboration here, that the thing is like, the question is, what does it mean, Ochol Nefesh is Mutter? So one way to interpret is that the Tzorech Ha'odom is Matir B'yantav. The Tzorech Ha'odom is Matir B'yantav. So that's why Ochol Nefesh is Mutter, because it's the Tzorech Ha'odom. The Tzorkei Ha'odom are Mutarim B'yamtif. Okay? So if you're going to have that, if that's the formula, that Tzorach Ha'odom is Mutar B'yamtif, so then you understand that Medura would be Mutar, but not Techam al-Raglof. If I want to warm up, I want to put my pinky in some warm water because it feels good. Okay? So is that a Tzorach Ha'odom? It's not Tzorach Ha'odom. It's a pleasurable activity. But it's not Tzorach Ha'odom. But if I'm cold, I'm freezing, and I need heat in order to be comfortable. So what's the difference if I need heat or I need food? It's the Tzorach Ha'odom is Matir. That's the Gemara Svar. So if that's the case, then that's what the Gemara says. Maybe that's the Machlekes Beis Shammai's hold. That Beis Shammai maintains that Tzorach Ha'odom is Mutar B'yantav. But it has to be Tzorach Ha'odom. It can't just be any kind of enjoyment, you see. But Beis Hillel disagrees. What Beis Hillel maintains is no. That there's meleches ochel nefesh, there's a class of activities that are considered ochel nefesh, and it doesn't, and you don't need a tzorach ha'odom to be matir. Anything that falls into that class is mutter. So now it doesn't matter anymore if it's an activity for my feet or for my whole body. The question is, how do I categorize that activity? That activity comes under the category of ochel nefesh. So once it comes under the category of Ochel Nefesh, so then the whole category is Mutter. It's not that the Tzorach Ha'odom is Mutter. It's not that the Tzorach Ha'odom is Matir the Malachas. The Halacha is any Malacha which has the characteristic of Tzorach Ha'odom is Mutter. If that's the case, so you can't differentiate between being Mecham Chayim Chachamin L'Raglov or Chamin L'Chol Gufo or Medura. Because there's no difference in the character. If I heat up a pail of water for my feet, or if I heat up a pail of water for my entire body, is there any difference in the character of the malacha? It's the same exact malacha. So as long as the malacha has that character, you see, it's mutter. That's the way Beis Hillel runs. So Beis Hillel's position we have clearly. That the malachas have the characteristic of ochel nefesh or mutter. Beis Shammai holds that the tzorach ha'odom is matir. So if you're going to say the tzorach ha'odom is matir, so I'd say yes, yeah, tzorach ha'odom. That's be a genuine tzorach ha'odom. I'm freezing. I have a fireplace and I'm freezing. I light the fire. I get warm. So that's just as much tzorach ha'odom as eating. As a matter of fact, what do the Achrayim say that? That Tzina Hakol Cholam Etzol Tzina, right? Hakol Cholam Etzol Tzina. Yeah. So that's just as important, right? But if I say the characteristic of the malacha is what renders it mutter, So there's no difference in character between being mecham chamin leraglov. Then there's no difference in that, and being mecham chamin lechol gufo. The character of the malacha is the same. The fact that it's lechol gufo or lemiktas gufo doesn't play any role in the character of the activity. You see, so that's what Beis Hillel says, that there are activities that have the character of achol nefesh. So therefore, you can't differentiate between a part or the whole. But if you're going to say that Tzorach HaAdam is the matir, so then I say, yeah, Tzorach HaAdam has to be genuine Tzorach HaAdam, but a person wants a little luxury, that's not a Tzorach HaAdam, not necessary. So therefore, it's not matir. That was the Avamina, but the Maskana is no. What is the Maskana? The Maskana is no. Beis Shammai never held. It's a good Tzvara, but Beis Shammai never held that way. That's the Gemara's way. Beis Shammai hold it's because the Tzorach HaAdam is matir. If that's the case, Madura would be mutter also. Or he held no. He holds it. Ochel nefesh. He holds it, in other words, like Beis Hillel's svara, but not the same range. It's a machlekes in range, but not an approach. You see, if you'd say this would be machlekes in approach, that it's matir. Tzorach HaAdam is matir, and Beis Hillel goes by the character of the malacha. That would be machlekes in approach. But the Gemara says, is that the machlekes, or is it's not a machlekes in approach? It's a machlekes in the range, in the specification of the malacha. That Beis Shammai maintains that ochel nefesh, anything has the character of ochel nefesh is mutter. But what does ochel nefesh mean? Beis Shammai means eating. Beis Hillel holds it means any hanah. So that's the Gemara's conclusion. Okay. So that's why you need this Mishnah over here, because this Mishnah is giving you a case which is not even Ochel Nefesh according to Beis Hillel. Right? Motzias HaKotan is not even Ochel Nefesh according to Beis Hillel. So you don't need this Mishnah for Beis Shammai's purposes, because Beis Shammai already says the only thing is Mutter is a real Ochel Nefesh, it's not eating. So even lighting a fire is also according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai and Yontif, you can't have any heat in your house, because you can't create heat. So certainly, you can't be motzi as a lulav. What is that? Is nothing. Or as a cotton. But even according to the chiddush of the Mishnah, but according to Beis Hillel, that's matir hanor. But this is not hanor. This is not even a nos gufo. So if it's not a nos gufo, so even Beis Hillel should say also. But no, that's what the Mishnah tells you. Beis Hillel matir. That even though there's no nos gufo over here, still he's matir. So of course the question is why? Why? Okay. So that's the Gemara. Yeah. So the question is what is the idea of mitoch? It doesn't seem to make sense. Say mitoch shvitul tzorach utnam shlo tzorach. Yeah, you can keep on going with it that way. Matakol tarkol. But it should be mitoch shvitul tzorach. That's it. Tzorach is mutter. But what it means is like this. It means when the Torah was matir the yontif ochel nefesh and yontif. It was matir. There's a method of being matir. It's not just matir. We have a method of being matir. So what's the question is, what is the method of being matir? So there are two possibilities. You could say it's each individual person. In other words, I'm hungry. I need food now. So now the fact that I need food is matir the maisa bishul. Is matir the maisa bishul. That's one form, one possible way of having the halacha structured, right? But if that's the case, of course, so then olas and dove be awesome, because I don't gain anything out of olas and dove. All right? But there's another way to learn, and that is that it's a universal matir. In other words, the tzorech, achila, the universal tzorech is matir. So if the universal tzorach is matir, so then the matir has to effectuate a range of malacha. It's not each individual. Every time each person is engaged in achil and yontif, it's another matir. So if you have 5 million people in Klal Yisrael, 5 million matirim. That's one matir. It's one matir. It's a universal matir for ochel nefesh. If the matir functions in universal terms, you can't single out this person and say that because he was engaged in shchitas of, which was olas nedava, that he was over in Issa. You can't single him out. That's what it means. Mitoch shehutcha letzorach, hutcha namish lo letzorach. It means to say that you can't isolate an individual in the process. In the process, that's the main idea.
Thank you.
In the process of being matir, you can't isolate an individual. You understand? Mitoch shehutcha letzorach. You see, because, you understand what I'm saying? Because otherwise, you see, Beis Hillel holds, we just said Beis Hillel holds that it's not just actual ochel nefesh, but it's hanoah. And now you're telling me the whole malach is mutter. So wouldn't that seem to be a type of the sasri? Once I say that it's the whole malach is mutter, so now what do I need hanoah for? You see? But the answer is like this. The answer is mitoch shehutcha letzorach hutcha namish lo letzorach is a halacha binogeya to the method of being matir. The halacha of whether it's ochel nefesh or whether it's hanos haguf in general is halacha binogeya to what you're being matir. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No, yes. The question is like this. The question is that once you say mitoch, so now you're saying the whole malacha is matir. So why does Beis Hillel have to say that hanos haguf is equal to achila? The whole malacha is matir altogether. The whole malacha is matir altogether. But the answer like this, the answer is there's really two different things. Whereas one is in the method of being matir, and one is in the cause of the heter. So the cause of the heter is a question of whether it's hanos aguf is the cause of the heter, or whether it's achila mamash. But now there's a question of the method in which is matir. Is it matir each one individually, or is it matir it on a universal plane? If it's matir on a universal plane, so the question is what you matir first of all. Okay, that's number one. And then the question is how you matir. So if you're going to say that it's just achilas ha'odom, mamish, so then I would have to limit it to that. So then I'd have to say that the achilas ha'odom, any malacha which universally would be involved in achilas ha'odom, even if the person would use that malacha, not in specific, not for achilas adam, he would still not come under violation. See, that's the logic of mitoch. Mitoch isn't just an expansion. You can't expand from tzorach. Mitoch shor tzorach hutcha namish lo tzorach. You can't just do that. And again, there has to be dafkel tzorach. That's that. But the reason is that the way that it's matir does not allow you to exclude the individual who's engaged in an activity which has the universal character of heter. You see? That's the halacha of mitoch. So therefore, shechita sa'of would be mutter. Right? You understand it? Okay. It would seem to me this idea explains the difficult Rambam, because Rambam's like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. Rambam's like this. Kol malacha shechayoven ala b'shabbos, im oso so b'yom tov, shelo l'tzorach achila is loka. So that's Ramshi. The tzor avara is completely not under the yisur at all. Shemitoch shehutra tzor biyantel tzor chachila hutra shlo tzor chachila. Okay. Now he says lefichoch muta biyantel lozi katan no sefer Torah omafteach vekayotze boelu mershus l'shus v'chein muta lahavir af pishe eno tzor chachila. Okay. Ushaar malachos, the Ram says, kol sheyesh bo tzorach achilas mutter, kigan shchita v'afia v'lisha v'kayotze bohen, v'chol she'ein bohen tzorach achila is osa, kigan ksiva v'ariga u'binyin u'kayotze bohen. So what is the Ram saying? The Ram on the surface seems to be difficult, because first he says kol malacha shechayal na b'shabbosim osa osa b'yom tov shelo tzorach achilas loka, right? So that means any malacha that you do shalol l'tzarchila, you're going to get malchus. But let's say, for instance, you do l'tzarchila, you won't get malchus. So let's say a person's kosev l'tzarchila, right? So then why? So if he's kosev l'tzarchila, so it should be good. But then the Rambam says no. Ushar malachas kol sheyesh bo tzarchila mutter kigan shchita v'afia v'lisha v'kayotze bohen v'chol she'ein bohen tzarchila aser. So what do you see from the Rambam? That the Rambam's interpreting tzorach achila in universal terms. In universal terms. That there's a universal concept of tzorach achila. So therefore, if in universal terms, if it's in universal terms, so you cannot include ksiva, because ksiva cannot be included in universal terms on the Tzorach Achila. What can you include in universal terms on the Tzorach Achila? Shchita, Afiya, Velisha, Vekayotze, Bohen. That's what the Rambam is saying. So it's an interesting thing, this concept that we're talking about is actually found in the Rambam, that the definition of Tzorach Achila has to be in universal terms. That's why you can't ask the question we asked before. The Rambam says that if any malacha you do on that be malacha on Shabbos, you do on Yontif, Shlo, Tzorach Achila, so then you're going to get Malkus, he'll be Loka. So we ask, what if he's Kosev, Letzorach Achila, shouldn't get Malkus? He says, no, because Ksiva can never be included in Letzorach Achila. It's not possible, because the method of the method of how the matir of Tzorach Achila works is in universal terms. And in universal terms, you can never include Ksiva. So therefore, you can only include Afiyo and Lisho and then the other ones. Okay. Yeah. So it would seem that the Rambam has both requirements. See, the Rambam has, when the Rambam says Tzorach Achila, it has both requirements. It has to be Tzorach Achila for the Gavra, and it has to be Tzorach Achila in universal terms. It must be both. That's what the Rambam holds. So that's how that really explains the Rambam. It runs like this. That Kol Malach Shehol Lomer Shabbos and Masa So B'Yom Tov Shlo Tzorach Achila Zloka Chutz Men Ha'otzo Amer Shus L'Shus V'Avara. Okay, so those two, Shemitov Shachar, so the Yantel to Sachilu to Shlosser, Fir Mutal the Yantel Lahoti Kutten Nasev Torah. Okay, the Chain Mutal Lahavir, Afa Pisha Enel at Sarachachilu. He doesn't say why, but that's it. But that we said the Ram learns probably from La Savara, Wesh, Bahamash, Vasechem, Yamashabas, Yamashabas, the low, Yantel's mother. And that's Yisham. But now it's like this, Usha Armalachos, Kolshi, Yesh, Bot Sarachachilu, Mutter. Kigon shchita va'afiyah v'lisha v'kayotze bohen v'chol she'ein bohen tzorach achila osa kigon ksiva v'arigo binyan v'kayotze bohen. So what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam apparently holds that in order for it to be mutter, you need the shem tzorach achila. The shem tzorach achila on the malach. So therefore, it's not enough if you yourself need it. Let's say you need ksiva for ochel nefesh. So fine. But the fact is, the Shem Tzorach Achila can never attach itself to Ksiva, because Ksiva is not universally related to Ochel Nefesh. So therefore, you cannot say that which you did has a Shem Tzorach Achila. At the same time, if you individually don't need it, it also lacks in the Shem Tzorach Achila. So the Rambam holds it could lack in the Shem Tzorach Achila either because of universal or because of individual. You have to have both. It's halacha in establishing the Shem Tzorach Achila. Because now you see the Lashon Rambam's perfect. Rambam's like this. He says, Kol malachas shechayovin la b'shabbos and maso so b'yomtiv shelo l'tzorach achila is loke. And of course he means, what does he mean by that? He means if you do ksiva l'tzorach achila, you're going to get malchus. Or if you do lisha shelo l'tzorach. How does he include it? He has included both. You see? The chemot, the shor malachas kol she yesh bo tzorach achila mutter. You see what it says? Kol she yesh. What do you mean kol she yesh bo tzorach achila? Kigan li shchita v'afiv alisha. So what does it mean? That I can do a shlo tzorach, and that's the same thing, exact same thing to tzon avar. Can't be. So the answer is that the Rambam means kol she yesh bo tzorach achila. He means the malacha has a shem tzorach achila. It has a shem tzorach achila. But in order to establish the Shem Tzorach Achila, you're going to require two things. That universally, it should be a matir, and also individually. If the individual has no use for it in Achila, so then that malacha, that particular malacha, cannot be defined as a malacha, the Tzorach Achila. And conversely, if the individual has use for it, but universally, it's unrelated, so then again, it doesn't have the Shem Tzorach Achila. That's what Rambam says. You must have... That definition unifies unifies all the particulars. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. As a matter of fact, that explains why Otsaw, we can understand the Ram. Why the Ram said Otsaw doesn't matter what your particular intent is in Otsaw. The reason the Ramam said it is because In Hotzor, you can't... Hotzor can't have the character of a Chumash, because Hotzor is just taking something from one place to the other place. Okay? So it doesn't have... There is no product in Hotzor. It's just transferring an item from one place to another. So therefore, you cannot use it. You cannot come under this definition. If you would come under this definition, it would be absolutely awesome. You wouldn't be allowed to do it, because Hotzor has nothing to do with the character of Achol Nefesh. Lisha has the character of Achol Nefesh. Afiyah has the character of Achol Nefesh. But Hotzor doesn't. So therefore Hotzor, would the only way to be Mata Hotzor, the only way to be Mata Hotzor is to be Mata across the board. That there's no Issa whatsoever. That's what the Rambam says. That's why Hotzor has to be complete. That's how the Rambam learns that Hutra Latorko, he learns differently than we're learning in our Gemara here. It's obviously different than our Gemara, because our Gemara applies it to Shechita, to everything. The Rambam's conclusion, after he learned the Sugis, the Rambam's conclusion was that there's only one real Mitoch, and that means across the board, it's completely Mutter, no matter what your purpose is, and that relates to Hotzor. And the reason why it relates to Hotzor is because of the fact that Hotzor, there's a different kind of Malach, and you could not be Mutter it any other way. Because it doesn't have the character of Achol Nefesh. Yeah. But that was the Rambam. And I was sidetracking with the Rambam. But now let's get back to the Gemara. Okay, I mean, that's the Rambam's one thing. It's nice to understand it. But now let's get back to the Gemara. Okay, forget about the Rambam now. Okay. I just want to show that idea, the Rambam picked up that idea. But now let's get back to the Gemara. How does the Gemara learn? The Gemara's not learning like the Rambam, because the Gemara's not separating Hotzor out from the other Malachas. And the Gemara is saying all the malachas are included in this. Okay? So you can't just say that all the malachas became mutter b'yantif. Right? But you can't. So what did the Gemara hold? So the Gemara apparently held that the matir is of a universal character. So therefore, any malacha, any activity which has the universal properties of what? Of tzorach, ochol nefesh, is mutter and yantif, and you can't single out the individual's aims and objectives, because it's on a universal basis. That's the idea of mitoch shehutra l'tzorach hutranam shelo l'tzorach. Okay, now what does Beis Shammai hold? Beis Shammai holds it's on an individual basis, that every individual activity requires a matir of ochol nefesh. Okay? Alright. Doesn't pay at this point to go into what exactly would have been the limitations, you understand? But just let's, because you can work out limitations, but this idea you must say in Mitoch. The idea of Mitoch is you cannot single cut away the individual intention. It has to be of universal character. Okay. Here's one thing I want to say. That Taisvis holds that even though you say Mitoch, Taisvis holds, but you still have to have Tzorach Hayom Ktas. You still have to have Tzorach Hayom Ktas. That's what Taisus holds. That if it's not Tzorach Hayom at all, then you won't say Mitoch. That's the Shita of Taisus. And it seems to be a derisive. So the question is, what is the... If you're going to tell me that Mitoch is Mater in universal terms, so what's the difference if it's Tzorach Hayom Ktas or not? All right? Yeah. But the answer is like this. The answer is... That what Taisa is saying is that there are two levels. The halacha is that the tzorach hayom is matir. That's achashay ochel chol nefesh. Tzorach hayom is matir, and then there's the method in which it's matir. That's what I'm saying. That the whole mitoch is halacha in the method. You see, so that's what Taisa means. That if it's not tzorach hayom at all, then there's no matir to speak about. That's it. But if there's a tzorach hayom, now you're in the range of the matir. But now the question is the method the matir uses. Does it use a universal method, or does it use a particular method? That's machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Is it universal character or particular? So Beis Shammai holds particular, Beis Hillel holds universal. But that's only if you, that's the method. You can only talk about the method when you have the basic matir of the tzorach hayom. But if you don't have the matir of the tzorach hayom, there's nothing to talk about altogether. That's what Taisa says, that you must have tzorach hayom tzatz. It means to say, if it's not tzorach hayom, so then the method's not going to help you, because there's no matir, there's no basis to begin with. Acha she'yochel chol nefesh, halacha that the yom tov is matir malachas. If it's not a tzorach hayom, then you have no shechus. Then you have a ballpark altogether. But once you have a tzorach hayom, now you're in the range of the matir. Now the question is, what's the method of the matir? So if it's universal, so then if a particular individual under certain circumstances is, doesn't have the same intention, it doesn't matter. You see? But you understand what I'm saying? But if it's not tzorach hayom, so then you're not in the range at all. That's what Tesis holds, and it makes perfect sense that if it's not tzorach hayom klal, it's absolutely aser. There's no question. It's only if it's tzorach hayom ktsas. But what does it mean tzorach hayom ktsas? It means once it's tzorach hayom, now we can relate the method to the matter. But if it's not tzorach hayom, there's nothing to talk about. It's outside the parsha altogether. Once it's in the parsha, now the method can help you. But if it's not in the parsha, there's no method can help you. That's Sheet Satasis. Okay, so he says the question is, and now the Gemara says maybe it's a question of Irvotzah. What does Rashi say? In Nesrotzah beyamtev, the niskinu hilches a ruve chatzeres li yamtev and lav. Yeah, what Rashi means is, the question is, and we'll see. According to it could be Yom Tov can come out more chomer than Shabbos. So Yom Tov come out more chomer than Shabbos. Interesting. Question like this, in other words. Question is, if there's a halacha of hotzah on Yom Tov or not. So if you're going to say what Rashi says, that's what the Gemara says. Yesh iruv hotzah. What does the Gemara have to bring an erfin for? So Rashi explains that Irav Yesh Irav Otsor Birav Otsor and Nesra Otsor Biyanta Nisluchas Rav. It means like this. It means Rashi says the question of whether Otsor is Osir on Yom Tif or not involves two things: a Deraisa and an institution of the Rabbanan. Deraisa of Otsor, and what's the institution of the Rabbanan? Of Eruv Chatzeres. Which means to say like this, the question is, will my Eruv Chatzeros be in existence on Yom Tov or not? So that depends. If I say that there's an Isser Hotzah on Yom Tov, but there's a Matir for it, so then the institution exists. So then my Eruv Chatzeros is in existence on Yom Tov. But if you're going to say that there's no Isser Hotzah on Yom Tov, period, doesn't exist, so it comes up my Eruv Chatzeros when Yom Tov comes around is non-existent. Okay, what's the difference? That's a separate question. So let's leave that question, what the difference is. But conceptually, that certainly is true. In other words, if you're going to say that there's no Isser Hotzah on Yom Tov, so then when Yom Tov comes around, your institution of Eruv HaChatzeres vanishes. It's gone. It'll come back in Shabbos. But Yom Tov, it doesn't exist. But if I say that Hotzah exists on Yom Tov, but there's a Matir, so then my institution of Eruv HaChatzeres will be in existence. Okay, what do you need it for? A separate question. Okay. All right, Rashi says an awful lot in this short Rashi. He says an awful lot. Okay, well, he says like this. The Ein Eruv HaChatzeres. The Ein Eruv HaChatzeres. Okay. Va'af agav Rashi says, Va'af agav de'ikir HaChatzeres mi v'yaviru kol b'machen en afgalon. So it means, what is Rashi saying? That's a pasuk in the Chumash. He says, Bo yirmiyo pirish. Okay. Mishum hachi kasharo. Alright, so we explained already. That's based on it. Boyum Yapirish means that Tarsha Bechsav, with regard to this pasuk, didn't come until Yirmiyahu. The Tarsha Bechsav. It doesn't mean that there's any difference before. But it means the Pirish. Boyum Yahu Pirish. The Pirish Bechsav took place through Yirmiyahu. Shalom Nesrael Bechsav. Mishum hachi kasharo. Okay. But of course, they knew Baal Peh before. But Bechsav, the Pirish Bechsav. So the halacha is whenever you have recourse to Tarash Bechsav and Tarash Baal Peh, so you make recourse to Tarash Bechsav. It's primary. Okay, so that's why we go by the pasuk from Yirmiyahu. It's a primary source of limud. Okay, once it became Tarash Bechsav, it became a primary source of limud. So now it's like this. But what is Rashi saying? Mishum Hochi Kasharo. Aval Shita Shiyav Malacha Ubechlalo Sasecho Malacha Hi. Okay, so it means like this. Rashi is explaining everything, really. But it means like this, you see? So the question is, how could the Pirish of Yirmiyahu be motzi one of the malachas of Shabbos. Okay? It's not possible to say that this malacha doesn't apply in Yantif. That would mean there's a qualitative differentiation between Shabbos and Yomtif insofar as malachas are concerned. That can't be. That's what Rashi saying. Can't be. Whatever's us on Shabbos, tchilu l'mikrei kodesh. Shabbos is tchilu l'mikrei kodesh. Whatever's us on Shabbos, us on Yomtif. If you're going to change malachas, you're going to have a different number of malachas on Yomtif than on Shabbos, you're changing the whole kedushas hayom. And it's not tchilu l'mikrei kodesh anymore. Okay? So tchilu l'mikrei kodesh means the structure vis-a-vis malachas must be identical for Shabbos as for Yomtif. Okay? So now I have a problem. Problem is, you're telling me that Yirmiyahu said that that Yirmiyahu came along and gave the Torah Shebichtav in the form of Torah Shebichtav. It was Mazir the Om, and it became Torah Shebichtav that Otzah doesn't apply on Yontif. So fine, but how do you, what's going to happen to the whole Kedushas Hayom? It's going to fall apart. You're not going to have any Yontif anymore. So what's the answer? So Rashi explains. Amazing. You really see how careful Rush was. He says, Shita shehi av malocha ubachlalo sasacho malocha hi e malocha fil betu. He says, no. Rashi says, there's a difference because Shita's bachlalo sasacho malocha. So what is Rashi saying? But the Hotzah is not bachlalo sasacho malocha. Where, from which pasuk does the Kedusha Yom of Shabbos derive? From where? Lo sasacho malocha. So Rashi's answering the question, because the Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos derives from Osasach HaMalacha, and Yom Tif must follow Shabbos. Elamad Hashem, so in Emor, the first is Sheish Yom Tas HaMalacha, V'yom HaShri Mikra Kodesh. So Shabbos is the model for Yom Tif. But it's no problem, because it's only a model insofar as the essence of the Kedushas HaYom, which stems from which pasuk? Osasach HaMalacha. And where is Hotzah from? Vayavir kol b'machaneh. You see. So now you understand the pirush Torah Shebichtav from Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu received the tzivui to make this idea public and incorporate it in Torah Shebichtav, that the Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos is not 39 malachas, it's 38 malachas. Lo sasacho malacha. And therefore, on Yom Tov, which is modeled after the Kedusha Yom of Shabbos, there is no Malachas Hotzah. Why does Shabbos have Malachas Hotzah? Because Vayavir Kol B'machaneh. So if I'll ask you, so what is that? So why should it be that way? I mean, why is it that way? So the answer is because Hotzah is really not doesn't stem from the Kedusha Yom. Where does Hotzah stem from? From the relationship between Mishkan and Shabbos. A different thing, because Mishkan and Shabbos have a very special relationship. It's a whole parsha. We spoke about that last year. The relationship between Mishkan and Shabbos. Okay, so therefore, Vayaviru Kol B'machaneh. The reason why you can't have Otzah on Shabbos is because if a person violates Otzah on Shabbos, what is he in violation of? He's not in violation of the Kedushas Hayom. He's in violation of the connection between Shabbos and Mishkan. A different kind of a violation. That's where the Pirush of Torah Shebichtav came along and clarified that it should be clear from the Dvar Hashem that the Am must have this clear differentiation that Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov is identical structurally. Nevertheless, Shabbos has what? Has Hotzah. Yom Tov doesn't have Hotzah. How is that possible? The answer is Lo Sasacho Malacha is 38. Hotzah is a separate Isser, which is the relationship between Mishkan and Shabbos. So that's only possible when? On Shabbos. Yantif, there's no special relationship between Mishkan and Yantif. Yantif and Mishkan doesn't have a relationship. The only relationship that Yantif has to Mishkan is via the structure of Shabbos. But intrinsically, there's no relationship between Yantif and Mishkan. Shabbos and Mishkan have an intrinsic relationship. So therefore, you can't be motzi maso mi botechem biyom haShabbos. Losotzi maso mi botechem biyom haShabbos. Biyom haShabbos, the law. Why? What Yirmiyahu was being mazir the Om was that they shouldn't be lax with regard to Otzah, even though it's not included in losasacho malacha, because losasacho malacha is really is Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos. But your miyoh anovi was being mazir the arm, that you have to, you also can't neglect the Yisroh Tzor, because the Yisroh Tzor is a special, unique relationship between Mishkan and Shabbos, and the arm apparently was not keeping that halacha well. So they were treading on that halacha. So your miyoh came along, and he was mazir the arm, and he incorporated in Tarshav Achsav this idea. You see, that's what Rashi is saying. But it's an amazing Rashi. A few lines Rashi gives you all the ideas. So therefore, Rashi is explaining is now you have no Hotzor on Yomtiv, because the Kedusha Sayyom of Yomtiv is complete with 38, just like the Kedusha Yom of Shabbos. So there's no problem. But, and it'll come out that there's not only is there no Hotzor on Yomtiv, but your Aruve Chatzeros do not exist on Yomtiv. Thank you. So, yeah, that's right. It'll come out, it'll be more Chomer on Yomtiv than Shabbos.
Yeah, according to Tosfos, it'll come out that way. Because, let's say, for instance, I say, the Shitsa Tosfos is that you can't have an Eruv HaChatzeros on Yontif. There is no halacha of Eruv HaChatzeros on Yontif. So, therefore, it'll come out that something which is not Tzorach Hayom Ktsas, so if you'll be Motzi Mershus Lershus on Yomtif, so you'll be over because since there is no institution of a Ruv HaChatzeros and there is an Yisroh Tzor, so it'll come out if you hold that there is an Yisroh Tzor, but there is no Ruv HaChatzeros on Yomtif, so it'll come out of Shalol Tzorach Klal, so you'll be over in Yisroh Tzor. Masha Einikin on Shabbos, where there is a Ruv HaChatzeros, so then you won't be over in Yisroh Tzor. Okay. Okay, so now, we just wanted a side point, we just wanted to point out that according to Tosfos, it'll be more chomer on Yom. You could have a case where it could be more chomer on Yom Tov than on Shabbos. Okay, now we're going to go back to the Tosfos, where Tosfos' question is that why would you need a Ruvei Chatzeros on Yom Tov anyways if you could carry Letzorach? And we're going to take up Tosfos Havamina and his Maskana and the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, we're going back to the original tape now. Okay, now we're going back to the original tape.
Near Fon Yantif anyways, because there's no need for it, because it's Mutl Tarach anyways. Yes, so Tosfos says later, he says what we're saying. That what? That Shalol Tzorach Klal, you're going to need it. Shalol Tzorach Klal, you're going to need it. Okay, so what's Tosfos Kasha? I mean, Tosfos knew that fact before. What's Tosfos Kasha? So apparently the question is like this. The question is, what is the Takona of Eruvin? Was the Takona simply a new halachic restructuring of Rishios? You see, was it a new halachic restructuring of Rishios? Or was it a matir for the Tzorach HaAdam? You see, if it's a matir for the Tzorach HaAdam, so then Tosfos Kasha is right. Because you would never have Erevin on Yontif anyways. Well, because what are you going to tell me that there's an Yisroh Tzor? True, there's an Yisroh Tzor, but the Tzorach is mutter. So how could you have an Erev? The whole institution of Erev is based on the matir of Tzorach. So therefore, you don't need it, so there's no Takana Shlomo. You see? But that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the institution of Erevin is in order to be matir the Tzorach HaAdam on Shabbos. So therefore, Tosfos says, but if it doesn't function as a matir, there is no Erevin. So Tosfos is Kasher and Rashi. So what are you telling me that what? What are you telling me that it's because of what? You're telling me that there's a loch of it, it is an institution of Erev, that if there's an Isser Hotzor on Yom Tov, there's an institution of Erev. Even if there's an Isser Hotzor, there's still no institution of Erev. Why? Because what's the purpose of the institution of Erev? It's a matir. The Shlomo Melech created the institution because it's a matir for Tzorach Adam. We don't need any Yom Tov. So it vanishes on Yom Tov anyways. That's the Iskasher. Regardless, it's going to vanish. Whether you're going to tell me there's no Isser Hotzor doesn't exist, or whether you're going to tell me there is an Isser Hotzor doesn't exist. Because the institution of Shlomo Melech's institution of Erev was to be Matir Tzorach Adam. And then you don't need a Yom Tov. That's Iskasher. But Rashi holds, and Rashi holds like the Maskana, that the Takanas Shlomo was a redefinition of the Rishuyos on Shabbos. So if it's a redefinition of Rishuyos, the Taish says, so then if you're going to tell me that there's an Isser Hotzor on Yom Tov, so then what? If there's an Isser Hotzor on Yom Tov, you're going to tell me there's an Isser Hotzor on Yom Tov? So now what happens? So now there's a redefinition of Rishuyos that will exist in Yom Tov. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina will be for Shalol Tzar Klal. Shalol Tzar Klal. Do you follow me? That's the machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos between the new Yesh LeYashiv. The question is, can the institution of Eruv HaTzeros exist? Is it simply, can it exist without a matir? According to Tosfos, Kasha, it can't exist without a matir, so therefore it doesn't matter, but because the matir is always what you need it for. So therefore, it's not going to exist in Yom Tov anyway. According to Rashi, it's a redefinition of what the Rishuyos are. So therefore, it's true you don't need the Matir in Yom Tov. But if you have the Rishuyos in Yom Tov, if you have the Yisro Hatzor in Yom Tov, so then your Ruvach HaTzeres is going to be in existence. Why does the Gemara mention my Nafkamina? Nafkamina is very good. Shalol Tzorach Kol. That's what Taisha says. Okay? Yeah. That's true. But you know as Taisha says, Umniyu Yesh Liyashi the Garsina in Shapir. He's not saying Rashi. He's saying the Girsa. Okay, the question is a question of Girsa. Iruv Vihotzor or Iruv Hotzor? So Tesis is right. Tesis has to say it's a question of the Girsa. The Girsa could be Miyashiv. Okay? He doesn't mention Rashi. He just says the Girsa. So Tesis says, no, Yegores Iruv Hotzor. What does it mean? V'hochi perusho in Isser Hotzor Me'uruv Bo Ben She'or Melochos Afal Gav Shehin Melocha Gerua Zim Sheicha Isser Hotzor Im Lo Komiflegi. So what does it mean? And this is a whole different pshat. Taisa's pshat. What Taisa is saying is like this. See, what Taisa is saying is a whole new idea insofar as the condition of the Yom is concerned. He's saying that on Shabbos also there's 38 Melochos. But he says that the Isser of Hotzor was included not essentially, because it's really a Malacha Geruah, but on the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos demands that even a Malacha Geruah like Hotzor should be Nitfas in the framework of Malachas. You see, but that's because Shabbos has a superior Kedusha Sayom. But now the question is in Yom Tov, do I say that the Malacha Gerua was also Nitfas, or it wasn't? Because in Yom Tov, it's just the essential Malachas are borrowed from Shabbos, are structured after Shabbos. So really, Shabbos, in other words, what Taisa is saying is that the Kiddush, the reason why Hotzor was Osir and Shabbos, it really doesn't qualify intrinsically as a Malacha. Because it's Malacha Gerua, there's no product to the Malacha, it doesn't accomplish anything. There's nothing produced. Yom Tov has to follow suit. Okay, that's correct. But you have to take a look carefully at the way the malachas exist on Shabbos. What is malacha? There's a specific definition for malacha. Does Hotzor qualify? The answer is it doesn't qualify. How come it's there on Shabbos? Because it partakes of malacha. And the Kedusha Sayyam demands that anything that even partakes of malacha should be Nessa. So Malachas Hotzor was Nigra, Acha She'or HaMalachas. It doesn't qualify individually, but because the other, it has the character of the other Malachas, and the Kedusha Sayyam HaShabbos demands that anything that even approaches Malachas should be Asa. So that's why Malachas Hotzor was taken into Shabbos. But Yom Tov doesn't have that Kedusha. Because Yom Tov doesn't have the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. It's a lower level of Kedusha Sayyam. So since it's a lower level of Kedusha Yom, it didn't drag along, so to speak, Malachas Otzah. That's only Shabbos can do. That's a unique, it's a unique aspect of Shabbos. See, that's what Tosfos is saying. So that's how Tosfos is differentiating. That's a completely different idea than Rashi. Rashi's saying, Rashi doesn't know it's possible. That's a quantitative differentiation. He yells that Malachas Otzah was taken in on Shabbos because the Kedusha Yom demands even something which approaches Malachas Binasa. So that's why it was Tofes, it grabbed along also Malachas Otzah. But Yom Tov doesn't have that Kedusha. Yom Tov, Shabbos is called Tarakula. So Shabbos Machal, Shabbos is Dino Ka'akum. That's only Yom HaShabbos. Yom HaShviya is a separate Kedusha. Yom Tif is a different. That's only Yom HaShabbos. Yom HaShviya is a separate Kedusha. Yom Tif is a different. Is a lav. Malkus. It's not a Chiv Mitzvah. It's a different Kedusha. So it's modeled after Shabbos, but it doesn't have to have every accidental feature of Shabbos. So just because Shabbos took in Malachas Otzah because of its unique Kedusha of Yom, Lashon of Erev Otzah. Erev Otzah means, because Otzah, the Issam Olacha Otzah on Shabbos, that's the Machlokes, whether Otzah was Nigrar, Achashar Malachas. But it's not really, essentially, it doesn't qualify. So if you say that, so you're only Metalach, because you're going to say that in Yom Tov there's no Otzah altogether. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, Moskvar Yosef Olmeyato with the Gubavonim. If you're going to say Machlokes is whether there's an Isra Tzor on Yantif or not, so let them argue about whether you can carry a Vonim, whether they're limited to Katan and Lulav and Sefer Torah, right?
Because those are things that
actually have Torah. Yeah. You're a Rabusa, not
that.
You're a Rabusa, so even a Vonim. Yeah. So the question, of course, that confronts Rashi is, what do you mean Avaki have a Vonim? A Vonim Amukta? A Vonim Amukta? That's one of the categories of Muktzah. And Shabbos here you have, like the Rav said, you have three categories. You have Avonim, you have Kalin, and you have Ochlin. So Avonim is Muktzah, so that's what's bothering Rashi. So Rashi explains, E ain Isser Hotzah, ain Isser Tiltul. Shalom Nesa Tiltul El Mishum Hotzah. You're going to tell me if that's the case, so then how could you move anything? The other two categories, mishum de'ein gozun gzera latzibur lim kain rov atzibur yachol namadba. So that's why they excluded the other things. Really, they would answer everything, Rashi says. If the tzibur could tolerate it, they'd answer everything. Yeah. Of course, the question is, what do you mean that Asa everything? How are you going to make Kiddush? You can't pick up the Kiddush cup to your mouth. Yep. So, what's the answer? So, it apparently would be a rayef that Rashi holds, like the other Shittas of Rishonim, we said, that when it comes to Achila, there's no Malacha. And the realm of Achila itself, Achila and Malacha are tied to the Sasser. There's no the malacha is something which is always done in order to reach the state of achila, but achila al shulchan there's no malacha really. So it would seem that Rashi also. Otherwise, I don't understand what Rashi's saying. What do you mean? What are you going to do with zochas yom shabbos lekatcher? Rashi happens to hold that kiddush is deraisa. Here, Rashi, I'm getting a second Rashi and daf tezvavam base. My timer. Mama tikna erev. Kro vada lav be'erev mishtoi. V'lav erev mishtamene. V'asmach tabalmo. V'chi yasa kro le kiddush ayam osa. Kiddush ayam psachim. Zachre al ayayin. The Rashi himself says that kiddush al ayayin is the raisa. So how could it involve the raisa? So it would seem from Rashi that you'd never include maisei achila b'sel chasuda. That's definitely outside the realm of malacha. But anything else, they would have included. Why didn't they do it? The only question, of course, is a question we raise, that it doesn't make any sense for another reason. You see that this is where the Rambam and Rashi were both trying to understand where Muktzah comes from. So the Rambam put it in Perikov Dalit, because he put it in the Perik that deals with things that are not in Yone Shabbos. That Shabbos is Tofei certain in Yonim, and this is an era which is not in Yoni Shabbos. So you're moving things from place to place. It's not in Yoni Shabbos. So that's what Ram put in Perek Chavdal. But Rashi wanted to say it's not, it doesn't belong in Perek Chavdal according to Rashi. It's a Shvus. It's a Shvus, an extension of a Shvus, of a an extension of Otzor. So the question, I mean, how does it become? What kind of sense does it make? What do you mean extension of Otzor? I mean, if I take a sefer and I move from one place to another, that's Otzor. What kind of Otzor is it? There's no tzuras Otzor. Otzor is a shini reshus. But if I move something from one place to another, muktzah has nothing to do with reshus. Muktzah is you're not allowed to move a thing that's muktzah. You can't move from here to here. You can't even move it at all. As a matter of fact, if it's something that when you touch it, it shakes, you're not allowed to even touch it. So it's a halacha and tiltal. So how does tiltal come to Hotzor? The tzuras is incommensurate. It has nothing to do with it. Yeah. Yeah, so that we said like this. We said that Rashi apparently holds that whenever you pick up something on Shabbos, they gave it a din of Akira. Of course, Hotzor has two components, like the first Mishnah in Shabbos. Okay, there's Akira, and there's Anocha. So Hotzor has Akira and it has Anocha. So what they did was with Muktzah, they gave it a din of Akira. So the moment you take something and you pick up a sefer, or you pick up a food not to eat, but you just pick it up like this, stam. So the Chacham gave it, according to Rashi, gave it din of Akira. So that's how it fits into Tiltul. That's what you're going to have to say in Rashi, that the Isser of Muktzah is really an Isser Akira. Akira's Chafetz Mereshusa. The only thing is that they assert it as a component. So whenever you pick up something, according to Rashi, why? Well, what's the Isser of Muktzah? The Isser of Muktzah is it has a din of Akira, and it's Miktsas Malachas Hotzor. So therefore, they assert Miktsas HaMalacha. And that's why, according to Rashi, the reason why you can't pick up a stone is not because there's something wrong with the stone, but because it's not because it's like the Rambam says, it's something wrong with the activity. But according to Rashi, no, because the moment you pick up a stone, it has a din of Akiras Chayfetz Mershuso. And they it's an extension of Malachas Hotzor. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a stone. And really, there's no difference according to Rashi. It's interesting. In substance, according to Rashi, there's no difference between a stone and between food and between kelim. No difference. It's all the same. Because Akiras, if it's Hotzor, so you can't differentiate intrinsically. Hotzor is Hotzor on everything. The only thing is that they couldn't aser kelim and kelim shemachton leheter, and they couldn't aser ochlin because it's gzera shein revetzi berichal mamibo. But essentially, according to Rashi, a whole different view of muktzah. Muktzah has nothing to do with the chayfetz, according to Rashi. It's completely a halacha of Akira. They gave it a din of Akira, and therefore, according to Rashi, Akira's chayfetz mimakomo b'Shabbos is aser. Why? Because it's a component of Malachas Hotzor. So therefore, Rashi explains like this: that if you say that what that's what the Gemara says, that if you're going to say mitoch, so that's one thing. Mitoch shehuchu l'tzorach, hochanami shelo l'tzorach. So then you're talking about what? About the way the matir works. And you're telling me that it's not on an individual basis, but it's on a universal basis. So then I can understand why it doesn't say avonim. Because muktz is in place. Because you haven't really touched the Issa Muktzah. And Avonim would be awesome. But if you're going to say that what the Machlekes is with regard to Hotzor itself, Yira of Hotzor and Beyonta, there's no Malachas Hotzor and Yontif at all. So then you're going to knock out Muktzah, because Muktzah is a Drabonah, it's a Shvus, based on Malachas Hotzor. So why don't the Mishnah argue with on Avonim? Okay? Alright, so what does Rashi say? Elamid, so the Gemara says, Elamid lo, if look above on him, Shimami no, but so shlo tzorch pligi. So the Gemara is perfect. That if he says mitoch, so then I understand why they didn't have avonim. But if you're going to get rid of Mitelchim, you say the simple number of and then you have to include Avonim. Okay, so take Rashi. What does Rashi Elamidla if about Avonim Shema Minua? Go ahead. See, so Rashi distinguishes, I mean, real fine distinction between, even though it's Hutra Lagamri, Rashi says, it doesn't matter if it's Hutra Lagamri, but it means there is, in terms of the Kedusha Sayam, there is Otsah. It's an interesting thing. In other words, in the Kedusha Sayam, there is Otsah. But the only thing is, in practicality, there's no atzah. See, Taisa says, that you need tzarach hayom ktas. Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi satisfied to say, "Basil lislu kivin the huchul atzara huchum and atzara legamri." Yep. So that means it's purely, it exists purely theoretically. It's an amazing Rashi. Because why? Because with regard to it's mitelchut l'tzarach huchinamish lo l'tzarach. So therefore, the whole melechas otzah doesn't depend on the individual need for achila, but as long as the activity of otzah is an activity that's defined as in the range of l'tzarach achila. So therefore the whole activity became mutter. So in practicality it doesn't matter whether there is no otzah on yontif or there is otzah. But the question is there an underlying otzah with a matir or not? What's the nafkamina? It's not a practical nafkamina, it's purely theoretical. But the nafkamina is regard to the Kedusha Yom. That if there is no Hotzah, so then the Kedusha Sayom is from Lamed Ches Malachas. But if there is an Isra Hotzah, so the Kedusha Sayom, what constitutes the Kedusha Sayom is Lamed Tes Malachas. But the Achasher Yochel Ochol Nefesh is the Matir on Hotzah, and it's Matir Hotzah completely, Legamri. Rashi is not bothered with the fact that it's Matir at Legamri, and there's no practical difference. But since there is Otzah on Yontif, and the reason why Otzah is not there is because Achashe Yochel Lachol Nefesh, so that doesn't interfere with the fact that the Kedusha Sayom is a Kedusha Sayom of Lamed Tes Malachas. You see, it's just the Achashe Yochel Lachol Nefesh, which is the matir of Achashe Yochel, the matir enables you to carry. But in terms of the underlying structure of the yom, the Kedush Sayom, is really made up of what? Of Lama Tes Malachas. And that's what Rashi says. It's an amazingly abstract Rashi just on the surface. I mean, there's no other way to interpret Rashi. It's an abstract Rashi, just without any going into very deep analysis. Just the plain shot in Rashi is very, very, very abstract. Rashi's saying that's the difference. So if you say that there's no Hotzah, that there is no Melechas Hotzah on at all in Yom Tov, so then you're going to be Pogeya in what? In the Kedusha Sayom, and you're going to say the Kedusha Sayom is on Lamed Ches Melechas. And then you're going to have a problem of what? Since there is no Otzah, so Muktzah is impossible. It's impossible to construct Muktzah, because the Melacha, the concept, the Kedusha Yom, doesn't have Otzah. But if the Kedusha Yom has Otzah, even if the Otzah cannot be realized, it's an amazing thing, even though Otzah cannot be realized because of the Achashe Yochel Lachol Nefesh, but it's Otzah with a Matir, but it still exists in abstract. So if it exists in abstract, it constitutes a Grisha Yom, and not only does it constitute a Grisha Yom, but it creates a what? A backdrop for Muktzah. And you can have a whole system of Muktzah built on a Malacha that can never be realized. Because in theoretically, it's still in existence. It's an amazing Rashi. Rashi does not mean that Tiltul is also because of Otzah. He means because of Otzah, Tiltul is also. It's not the same thing. You understand? I mean, That's the problem. You see, tiltul is also because of otzor doesn't make any sense. Otzor is meshus l'shus. But because of otzor, tiltul is also is the accurate way to say it. It means that because there's an underlying malachas otzor, so that's why tiltul was able to be formulated. But why did they formulate tiltul? Not because of otzor. Rashi says the reason. That gazru b'midi davatichad l'otzorach. Kigan avanim. Aval katan the sefer Torah is different. So you see, so that's the reason. The reason that Tama Dover, the Chachamim, was because of Tirchad Lotzorah. But they couldn't maneuver. The Chachamim can't just make Takanas. It has to be Kain Daraisa. So that's why you have to have Lotzorah. This whole sugya, I think is an excellent sugya for somebody to learn. Basic sugya. Basic ideas. The Rambam obviously didn't go for this. He didn't like that idea. That's a shvus. So the Rambam had to search around to find the where. He held, that's why I put a paragraph of Dal, because he held it's an inyan that's not main yono the yom of Shabbos. Because he says that's why he says it. He says and he proves it. What? He proves it that he proves it's not main yono. Because he says, you see, the Torah says Laman Yanuach. By the way, that's a very interesting thing. We didn't mention that in the other show, but it fits right in. What does Ram mean? But Latam Shenemar Laman Yanuach, right? It's according to the way we're saying it, is the way we explain the whole idea of Torah Shebachsav, that it is that the Torah Shebachsav explains in Yonim that are not necessarily put into the tzura of a Maisa HaMitzvah. Because there's much, much more to Torah than just the Maisa HaMitzvah. There's Inyonim, Zochav HaShomar. And in Maisa HaMitzvah, Shabbos is one day. Zochav HaShomar, and Inyonim, Shabbos is every minute. Right? Nechad Shebechal HaShabbos Echad. It means Shabbos is a constant thing with a person 7 days or 7 days out of the week. But that's in terms of the Inyonim. In terms of the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, it's only one day out of the week. But the Torah Shebachsav is the source for Inyonei HaShabbos. So that's what the Rambam says. That where did Muktzah come from? Where did the Chachamim come along to create an Issa Muktzah? Because they saw in Torah Shebachsav Laman Yanuach. So you see that there is a concept of Shvisa Nikeres in Shabbos. The Torah doesn't say if the Torah would have said it's a mitzvah shvisa nikeres, he wouldn't need the chacham. Say okay, so then the chacham would just define it. But the Rambam says you see you butl atam shenema laman yanuach. What does it mean? It means that there's a purpose in the mitzvah. There are inyonim that are noveya from the mitzvahs, the maisei hamitzvah, and one of the inyonim is laman yanuach shochav v'chamorecha tosh v'chsav v'inovish ben amoschav v'ager. So therefore, that Indian that's mentioned in Torah Shebachsav, that gave the Chacham the right to move in and to create a Tzuras HaMitzvah, a Tzuras HaIsser, b'negeya to that. Just like the Chachamim, just like in the beginning of Perek Chavdal, they did the same thing with Divrei Nevi'im. Because the Korosel Shabbos on L'Kedoshet Hashem Mechuba. No, I'm sorry. In Toshim Shabbos Aglechasos Chavatzach B'Yom Kachi, and the Neemar Mincho Chavtzchav Davidover. So just like they did, it's the exact same thing actually. According to the way we learned, the exact same thing. Just like the Chachamim created these surim that are based upon inyonim from the Navi. So they created Isurim based upon Inyonim from the Torah Shebachsav. And what Inyon is from Torah Shebachsav fits perfectly into the whole Perek Chavdalet. Fits in beautifully. Osru Chacham Latal Mixes Dvarim B'Shabbos Nesalach Yid Beis Kedar Shu Osu B'chol Neima Nogu B'Sezer Omru Mam is here in the Vim V'tzivish Lo Yiluch V'Shabbos Luch B'chol V'lo Tzivish Shabbos Yichas Achol Shenema V'Dabar Dovar Kal v'chomer shlo yetiltul b'shabbos ketiltul b'chol k'day shlo yikiyom chol b'enav yovel lehagbil l'sakein kelo mipin l'pino v'bayis l'bayis alat tzni avonav ketzmem shareu botul v'yoshe b'veso v'yivakish dovash yisasek bo v'nimtza shlo shovas v'botul hatam shenem b'tar l'man yanuach. So he shows you basically that it started with that there's an inyan in Torah Shebachsav of l'man yanuach, And also, kal v'chomer midivrei neviim. It's an interesting thing. But basically, the Rambam is saying is that it's all from, it's all taking Torah shebichsav and giving it a tzuras halacha. That the chacham have a right to do. That's what the Rambam says. That's Perek Chaf Dalet basically. It's from the divrei neviim, kal v'chomer midivrei neviim, and a davar mefureshes in Torah shebichsav of l'man yinoach. That's how the Rambam resolved the problem of what is the basis for Mukta. Not a shvus, but it's an Indian minatora that the Chachomim gave a halachic tzura to. I mean, the question is, what about Ben HaShmashos? Is there Mukta Ben HaShmashos? Because the Rambam says in Perek Chaf Dalet, Kol HaDvarim Shein Asum is from Shvus Lo Gozro Lein Ben HaShmashos. Ela Ba'atzma Shel Yom Hu Shein Asum. Avo ben Hashmashes is mutarit, but he says only v'hu shiyer shem dvar mitzvah odochik. So odochik, because dochik is considered like a dvar mitzvah. It's Torah v'nechvos, so he's not in the proper state of mind for Shabbos. So apparently, how does it work? It works like this: why is ben Hashmashes also if it's not a dvar mitzvah? Is mutav is dvar monoshach? Is mutav is also? What's the difference? Is dvar mitzvah not? Dvar mitzvah shouldn't help you. But the answer is like this, that there's two Isurim in Shvus. One Isur in Shvus is the very Isur itself, the Shvus. But the Isur Drabonim. But there's another concept over there also. Anything that's Asur Mishum Shvus is also goes into the Klal of Malacha, and it's not a part of Inyan HaShabbos. And that starts right away Ben HaShmashis. In other words, you can't give a Dabar Dabar, for instance, you can't talk about business in Shabbos. You say Ben HaShmashos is mutter to talk about business. No, it can't be mutter to talk about business Ben HaShmashos. Why? Because you can't talk mutter to talk about business Ben HaShmashos because of the fact that what? That it's not me Indian Yom HaShabbos. So anything that's not made in Yom HaShabbos is also. That's why this halacha is in Perek Chaf Dalet too. Where the Rambam Perek Chaf Dalet says, "Kol Dvarim Shehein Asur Mishum Shvus LaGozer Lein Bein HaShmashos El Ba'atzma Shel Yom Hu Shehein Asur." So the Rambam, so what is it doing in Perek Chaf Dalet? The answer is because he says that it's only mutter if it's a dvar mitzvah, because there's two systems here. There are isurim that stem from the Inyonei Hayom of Shabbos. And then there are Isurim that are Xeris because of Malacha. So the Malacha mit Rabbanon, which is Shvus, is not Osir in Atzma. They weren't Gozer in Atzma Shel Yom. Only, I'm saying, only goes only in Atzma Shel Yom, not in Ben HaShmashos. So why is it Osir Ben HaShmashos? Because parenthetically, it's not in Inyan HaYom, because Malacha has the antithetical character to the Yom HaShabbos. So that's why you can't do it. But if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, so now it's considered Chefetz Shemayim. So the Dvar Mitzvah makes it Mutter Ben HaShmashos. The Dvar Mitzvah makes it Mutter Ben HaShmashos. But things that are, that the Isurim are Noveya from the fact that they're the Inyan Hayom are really more Chomer than Shlusim. So Muktzah is Ben HaShmashos. You can't say there's no Muktzah Ben HaShmashos, because Muktzah has to do with the Inyan Hayom of Laman Yanuach. Laman Yanuach, wherever the Chacham came along, and wherever the Chacham came along and they enforced, They enforce the Inyan Hayom. That, I mean, that you can't say Ben HaShmashos doesn't exist. What do you mean Ben HaShmashos is Shabbos? Ben HaShmashos is Kabbalah, Shabbos is Ben HaShmashos Shabbos. So it'll come out that the Shvusim are more kal really than the, in this manner, the Shvus is less than the Dvarim that the Chachamim Masered because of the Inyan Hadover. Yesh drum shehein asum b'shabbos afi shehein dom loch leim vin leim loch. These things are going to be mochama. These things, Ben HaShmashos, will be asa. And the shvusim themselves are asa Ben HaShmashos because of this same reason that Ben HaShmashos, the inyone Shabbos, are all fully existent. And they exist fully. So therefore, unless it's a dvar mitzvah. Dvar mitzvah will make it chefetz shemayim, and then it won't be considered outside antithetical to Shabbos. Okay. That's why the Rambam has a loch yid over. Kol zvarim shein asur mishum shvus lo gozal lein ben ashmoshes. This should have been before. Why does he put it in this perek? No, the answer is because he's telling you that since malach is antithetical, so it's only going to be mutter if it's a tzarech mitzvah. Tzarech mitzvah, then it's included in Chefetz Shemayim, and it's part of Shabbos. He's Torah v'nechbaz, the Rambam says. If he's a Torah v'nechbaz, so then it's also a dvar mitzvah because he's not in the proper framework for frame of mind for Shabbos. And there's Rashi in Yirmiyo where Rashi says that really it's mitoch. So Rashi says that the Yirmiyo, he says, because why did he say so the answer is because halavai they should keep Shabbos, never mind Yantif, we'll get to Yantif later, first start off with Shabbos. So you see that when you mazir somebody, you give them musar, you're allowed to get them, you're allowed to give them as horror to mazer them in terms of one thing, a big thing, somebody will just keep Shabbos Midoraisa. So you'll sit there, you let us sit down with them and tell them, look, I'll show you how to keep Shabbos Midoraisa. The kind of Shabbos Midoraisa, I mean, and he's the whole Kiyama mitzvah, the biggest mitzvah that we have, and it's pretty easy. If you tell a person just Shabbos and rice, you can work it out and it'd be pretty easy. They're very, very convenient. If he just uses his chachma and differentiates, he could do almost anything. Okay? So, is it mutter to tell a person to do that? You see from Yirmiyahu, it's absolutely mutter. I see Yirmiyahu told the people, that at least keep Shabbos. We won't talk about Yantif now. Let's start off with Shabbos. Halavai sheyishmu. So Rashi's telling you, really, that from the Navi you see, you're allowed to do that. Because now you're saying, I'm allowed to do that. You have to either keep everything or else I'm not going to help you. But no, you see, you're allowed to help somebody to do one mitzvah. I'm not going to keep you under, so let them not keep you under me. But listen to Shabbos first. So that's really, it's a halacha you learn from the from Rashi. The Tos Kash like this. That what they say is there's two areas here where the Chacham could move in. Tos is very... wants to make it very clear what the Chacham are doing here. There's two areas that the Chacham can move in, possibly. But Tosfos, one of them would not be correct. In other words, you have a mitoch shuch l'tzorach shuch namish lo l'tzorach. So that means the nature of the matir is in a wholesale manner. It means that it's not just dependent on the individual matir, but it's matir the whole molacha, because the anything that has the character of ochel nefesh is mutter. So therefore it's mater the malach and a wholesale. It's a universal mater. It's not dependent on the individual's machshava or needs, but it's a universal. So there's two ways the Chacham can move in. One way is a legitimate way, one way is not. And Tais Havnig was based on the other way. So it means like this. They could have said that it's true that the Torah is matir it universally, but we are going to restrict it. We're not going to be using the universal method. That Tosfos says they can't do it. That was his kasha. His kasha is, how could they maneuver here? Because once the Torah says that it's a wholesale matir, so that's it. Now, what are the Chum going to do? They're going to say, that's not the way that the matir works. Can't do that. They can't do that. You see, so they're going to be ochre the whole nature. If they did do that, then of course you'd have a different kind of a system. In other words, Beis Hillel would have to say that it doesn't work. If Beis Hillel is going to say that, so then you wouldn't have mitoch. And once you have mitoch, so it works in a universal way. So if it works in a universal way, so how do you exclude avonim? You see. You can't say it only works for this and not for that. Either you're going to tell me the matir, maybe the chum could switch it to an individual, but then they will include Sefer Torah and Gadon, because that's not ochel nefesh. So you see, they retain the universal character. Oh, once you retain the universal character, so now how do you exclude avonim? That's Taisus Kasha. You see, that's Taisus Kasha. That how could they possibly effectuate such a thing in practicality? Because where are they moving in? Are they going to say that what? That the universal character is non-existent? Okay, then you have Avonim, but then you have Sefer and everything else. So they're going to say, no, the universal character is existing. So therefore, cutting Sefer is Mutter. Oh, so then how do you exclude Avonim? You can't just choose it arbitrarily. That's his kasha. See, the Akiva in the Beis Hillel Lumitoch, it means that they have the universal, they retain the universal character of the Matir. So if you retain the universal character, so Avonim is included. So how do you ask Avonim? So that's what Taisa answers. Because that's the universal character. El Rabbonon gozer al dover shein etzorch yomtiv. Kivon dikar tzor neser al yesh leser bedover shein letzorch yomtiv klal. So what is Taisa saying? He's saying they didn't change the character of the matir. What they did was the acha sheyochel lechol nefesh is really what is a matir, because the kedusha siyam really stirred nine malachas according to Torah. But they have a matir of acha sheyochel lechol nefesh, and the nature of the matir is based on what is based on the reason why you have the matir is because the kedusha siyam of yomtiv is matir tzorche yomtiv. So therefore, they took certain chafetzim that cannot be included in that realm, and they simply removed them from the realm of the matir. That's what Taisa's answer is. You see, but they couldn't do it the other way. If everything is in the realm of the matir, they can't treat certain items with a wholesale method of matir and others an individual. That would be a tata de sasri. That's Taisa's kasha. You can't do that. You can't single out chafetzim and say, this one is a particular matir, this one is universal. Can't do it. So Taisa says, no. Since the whole basis of what their takana was directed, they directed their takana to the very basis of the matir. The very basis of the matir is the acha sheyochel lechol nefesh. It means the kedusha yom of yomtif is matir tzorcha yomtif. So they took certain chafetzim and they simply removed them completely from that realm of the acha sheyochel lechol nefesh, and therefore those objects will never come under the matir. You see, they'll never come under the matir. What Taisus is trying to explain isn't specific. Taisus wanted to show you, you have to be careful to understand exactly how the matir of Takanas Chum worked. That it didn't remove certain items from the nature of the wholesale matir, but on the contrary, it attacked the base of the whole system. The method of being matir is one thing, but the basis of the whole matir is the acha sheyochel lechol nefesh, the tzorche, the kedusha yom of yontif, tzorche yontif. So they said these things are simply outside that realm of the whole pasuk, the whole institution of acha sheyochel lechol nefesh, and therefore they never are included in the method. So what the objects that are included in the method is a wholesale method. So that's how you retain the mitoch. But certain objects have never been included in the method. That's what Taisus is saying. So this is Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Interesting thing. According to Taisus, it's built on two tiers, like we explained before. According to Taisus, the Yachash Yochel Chol Nefesh means you must have a tzorach. You must have a tzorach yomtif. If you don't have the tzorach yomtif, there's nothing to talk about. Then once you have a tzorach yomtif, now the question is the method. And the method is universal. But there's not tzorach yomtif, it's the actual chayav malchus, according to Taisus. And that's what Taisus explains to Gemara. Va'ofa mi yomtif l'chol is loka. Otherwise, according to Rashi, Rashi holds it's legamri, not like Taisus. So you can explain Rashi, the Taisus is a beautiful Taisus. It shows you how, according to Rashi, logically you can explain the takana, but by excluding certain objects with a rabbanan, and it'll be fine because you can still base it on the fact that there's an underlying isra atzoa with a matir. That's fine for the rabbanan. But he says, but then you're going to be stuck with the deraisa, because the Gemara says, "Off me yomtiv l'chol is chayav malchus." How could it be? So that's why Taisa wants to say that actually it's a double-tiered structure. That first the whole matir is really the kedushas hayom is the matir. Once you initiate the kedushas hayom, then already the method is a wholesale method. But if there's no tzorach hayom, then forget it. Then it's the coin place is actually, if I say mitoch, there's actually an iser hatzom et araisa under certain circumstances. If you take avonim out, so it's not tzorach yantif. So then you'd be chayav malchus on the basis. Understand that? How would Rashi answer Tosfos Kasha? So that the only thing I could say is, I mean, it's an open Gemara there. You know, from the Yom Tov Lachol. Why don't I say mitoch? The only answer I give is the same answer I gave to the Rambam. That according to the, we said that why by Hotzor only do you say it? Because Hotzor there's no choice. And Hotzor there's no choice. You have to be matir the malacha. You have to matir the malacha legamri by Hotzor. But you have, because it doesn't have the character of doesn't have the character of achila, but ofa does have the character of achila. So in ofa you don't have to be matter the malacha legamri, but atzor is unique because atzor doesn't have the character. And we know that and it's mutter. So you must say that atzor was completely mutter because of mitoch. Of course, the problem is the Gemara has shelchet off also, so it's not so simple. Okay, but anyways.